Steve Gruber Show Friday across the state of Michigan. On this day back in 1961, Patsy Cline, she was seriously injured in a car crash. Spent 2 months in a hospital, but while she was there, this song, I Fall to Pieces, gave her her first country number one and also became a huge pop crossover hit back in the day. I Fall to Pieces, the hit. Patsy Cline on this day, injured in that car crash, but yeah, the song did okay while she was hospitalized, so she had that going for her. It's a little look forward to as she recovered in the hospital. Scott Bertram filling in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show at Scott Bertram on Twitter, stevegruber.com, and at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter for Steve. We'll talk with chairwoman of the RNC, Ronna McDaniel, coming up after the bottom of the hour. Right now, Steve Doolin with us, licensed attorney, real estate broker, also member of the board of directors for the Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners, mcrgo.org. Steve, welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks, Scott.
Appreciate you, Jeff. But I got to ask, which of the 20 Democrats are you most looking forward to seeing in the debate later on this month? I don't know. It's going to be like Brady Bunch type format. Everyone gets their own, you know, box on the screen, and it should be, you know, which of these guys getting or gals, I should say, which of these candidates getting out of the clown car and onto the stage are you most looking forward to see debate?
But that's really hard. That's kind of like choosing your favorite child, isn't it? They all very special in their own way, even the ones I've never heard of and wouldn't recognize on the street.
Well, like, you mean Marianne Williamson?
Yeah, there's at least 10 I really couldn't pick out of a lineup.
Goodness. 20, and they're going to break them up, and it's over 2 days. It's like some sort of epic CNN multi-part event, but it's later on in the month. So, Steve, so much is being made of these comments. I'm sure Steve Gruber covered these yesterday. Too many Steves right now. Steve Gruber covered them yesterday. The president saying to George Stephanopoulos, if foreign governments have some dirt, he'd take it, he'd look at it, and people saying he's violating a law if he'd do that again. What are we talking about here?
I don't think what he said was exactly wrong. The first part of that answer to Stephanopoulos' question was, both. He would listen and call the FBI if warranted. And if he felt there was something wrong, he'd call the FBI. I really don't see what was wrong with that answer. I noticed that the chairperson of the FEC said something yesterday about receiving benefits from foreign governments. I guess the insider information would be benefits from foreign governments. But I also note that the FEC didn't go after anyone in the Clinton campaign for actively seeking out the fake dossier.
You expected that to happen? Or
No, but it's just another example of the double standard.
Sure.
This would be, we've got federal officials jumping out immediately at the Federal Elections Commission, saying that Trump's answer might indicate something unlawful. And this is the first some of our fellow citizens are learning that there is such a thing as a Federal Elections Commission.
That's right. You don't hear about that very often at all. The other story that we've been knocking around this morning and new to many people this morning is Sarah Huckabee Sanders leaving the White House at the end of the month, her job as White House press secretary. She's been on the job for a little less than 2 years, seemingly, I mean, in my opinion, pretty darn effective in that role, which I think is the main reason the media didn't like her very much. How do you kind of, not reflect, it's not over yet, but how do you gauge the job that Sarah Sanders did representing the president and the White House?
Yeah, I really do think she was extremely effective, certainly more effective than back when the aforementioned Stephanopoulos had that gig many years ago. He never came across as genuine, and she always comes across as genuine. I would buy a used car from that woman.
That's a high level of endorsement.
it really is. She's got that authenticity that you just can't buy. And, you know, no one's perfect. I don't think she was perfect in the job. I don't think that every step was exactly correct. But she's got that core authenticity that just doesn't happen very often, especially in that job.
And that's a role, I mean, it's a protection job, but your job is to represent the president, right? I mean, she's not up there giving her own opinion. She's not up there, opining on the news of the day. She's representing the president and representing the White House. It's a job to do.
Exactly right. You know, the word mouthpiece comes to mind, right? Sometimes that's applied to we attorneys. I'm a mouthpiece. Well, that's what she is, or that's what anyone in that job is. And I think she was extremely effective at it. I think she was better at explaining what the president meant than the president was in most cases.
And that's why she's the professional, right?
Right. Exactly right.
And we'll see what the next step brings for Sarah. The president said maybe she'll run for governor of Arkansas following her father's footsteps. I don't know about that. She's still only, I want to say only, she's only 36. Not that I think she's much, much older, but she's only 36 years old. So with a stint in the White House, there's no telling what she might do next.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, she could end up following the Dana Perino career path, too. You know, Dana Perino had a similar type of role years ago, and now she's been on Fox for longer than she had any job in politics.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve Doolin, licensed attorney and real estate broker and member of the board of directors for the Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners. Steve, thanks for joining us here on the
Always
Steve Gruber Show.
Scott.
Appreciate it. Rhonda McDaniel, chairwoman of the RNC, coming up in just a couple of minutes here on the Steve Gruber Show.